Hello and welcome to the Walking Leader Podcast. I am your host, David Guerra, the author of The Walking Leader, the 20 rules you can follow now to guide you down the path of leadership greatness in your organization. How are you? Welcome to episode 9, and let's dive in. We're talking about rule number 8 now, try out their work. The military has a funny way of training people. They cross-train everyone on just about any and every job in the military. Anything. Everything. One day, I would find myself qualifying on my M16 rifle at the firing range, and the next, I would be receiving training on how to remove obstacles from roads. See, removing obstacle from roads is the primary responsibility of combat engineers, not infantrymen. However, in a critical situation, a combat engineer might not be available. Thus, it serves me, my team, and my unit to know what to do, or at least have the fundamentals down. I now employ that same cross-training in my professional career. At first, I would hear the old, "That's not my job." But persistence pays off. Now, all of my organization's employees know what it takes to fill in gaps when someone is out sick or takes a vacation. Try out their work. Don't just stand around and look at what people are doing. Roll up your sleeves, get in the trenches, and find out firsthand what they are doing. Get a first-person view of how their war is going. Fill a few sandbags. Dig that foxhole. And fire a few rounds downrange. What I am saying is, see what they see. Feel what they feel. Touch what they touch. And if you can, do what they do. Don't forget, when safety regulations call for only certified individuals to do the job, then you should not and must not interfere with the performance of those specific duties. Whenever you can, please step up, step in, and do their job. Try out their work with enthusiasm and be genuinely interested. Otherwise, why bother? While you might not be proficient enough to take over their job within the organization, you will gain the basic skills and knowledge to know how things work and how they should be done. This will become extremely handy when, in the future, someone is trying to pull the wool over your eyes, because you will have the upper hand. Seriously, possessing the ability to know what's what out on the front line will generate greater respect for you and for what you are doing as part of your walks. While not all jobs are created equal, the ability for one individual to do as many of them as possible is priceless. It's priceless to them, it's priceless to the organization. See, in public or private sectors, being a cross-chain member of the organization will help almost anyone advance within the organization. Additionally, consider it another feather in your cap when it comes time to venture out and find employment with a different organization. Having a broad skill set makes a manager, any manager, a highly sought-after individual, as well as a jewel worthy of retention, and doing what it takes to keep that individual on the payroll. This, of course, is a byproduct of trying and learning how to do others' job. As mentioned, some jobs can be done only by certified individuals. Does this mean you cannot try doing their job? It means you can shadow them unless the issue of confidentiality comes into play, and you do not have a need to know or the security clearance, then you know the answer. It's a resounding no. Folks, I'll tell you this. There is nothing like seeing an officer take off his top, his outer uniform, just wearing a t-shirt, and he jumps into a foxhole and he starts digging the foxhole with you. And this guy didn't hesitate. He didn't have to do it. He could have just stood there, looked, said, "Good job, troop," and then left. But he didn't. He dove right in. And that moment, that lieutenant, I had a different view of that lieutenant from that moment on. All other officers that I encountered in the military after that time were based on his standard. Many of them achieved that standard or passed it, but there was always those that were way below that standard. And that was not a good thing. Those were people I was not ready to follow into battle. But that first lieutenant that jumped in the foxhole with me and started digging that foxhole, that's a whole different thing. He got to see the world from my eyes. He got to see it from inside the foxhole, not standing down looking at the guy digging the hole. Now, I understand. People have to dig trenches. People have to fill out forms. People have to lift the water bottle onto the water cooler. That happens. But you know what? It can be you. And it should be you. Not all the time. Every once in a while. There's nothing wrong with it. You need to get out there and make sure that you're filling out those TPS reports right. That the customer is filling out the request form correctly and properly. All the T's are crossed. All the I's are dotted. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But when you just stand there and look at other people do it and say, oh, good job. And you, in the back of your mind, have no clue as to what they're doing. Then guess what? That's not a good thing. So don't hesitate to roll up your sleeves. Don't hesitate to get in the foxhole. Don't hesitate to fill out that form. Change the toner on the copy machine. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And if you don't know how, say, hey, you know what? Go over to the person in charge and says, hey, can somebody teach me how to change the toner in this copy machine? Because I don't know. What if I'm working on the weekends and I'm out of toner? I need to learn how to change it. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Get in there. And you know, there's nothing wrong with being one of the guys. Being the guy that digs the foxhole. Being the guy that digs the trench. Being the guy that lays the cable. Being the guy that fills out the TPS report. You get the picture. It could be you. Of course, there's people that are hired to do it, but you should know what to do. And again, it makes you more proficient. So you understand the TPS report process. You understand what it takes. So on that note, I will let you go. You've got a foxhole to go help dig. Get out there and do it. Until next time, I am Dave Guerra. Thank you for listening. Thank you for following me all these weeks. And this has been episode 9 of the Walking Leader Podcast.